Marmalade Skies, the new consciousness paradigm of German New Medicine. Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with colitis goes by. Wait, what? Colitis? As I listened to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 1976, marmalade skies or not, I was convinced that poor girl had colitis. When my best friend brought it to my attention that I had butchered quite badly those lyrics to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, I was sure he was wrong. I'd listen on my old Thorin's turntable over and over. Nope, I was hearing it correctly. Colitis. It was only upon his observation that perhaps I was orally blinded did the scales fall from my ears and my ability to listen, to truly hear, become evident. Finally, I heard it. Colitis. Kaleidoscope. Ah, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Turns out nobody had colitis after all. All that was needed to perceive things differently was a fine movement of the mirrored cylinder. That refined movement became a blessing for me in 2009 when my mother was diagnosed with stage 3B metastatic adenocarcinoma. We looked at many cancer models. A common thread connecting them all was that cancer, that all so-called disease, was something to fight, that the body's intelligence had become fallible and susceptible to malfunction and breakdown. It was around this time that we were introduced to a paradigm that was to forever change our perspective. It would make sense of illness, perhaps for the very first time, and authenticate that disease was not a mistake of nature, but rather an intrinsic part of it, that nature was not faulty and never goes awry, ever. As an overwhelming calm came over me, I knew I could never look back. I had to continue in this direction. I needed to know more. With a newfound liberation from fear and panic that can only come from an understanding of the biological purpose of disease, we could now move forward. To elicit a cure, we didn't have to manipulate genomes, alkalize the water, find the next smart drug, or war against anything whatsoever. The answer was revealed by understanding which exclusive life event unleashed the physical response on the organ level. This new thought model critically challenged some very contemporary beliefs. Firmly anchored in embryology, and verified by multiple European universities and institutions, German New Medicine, the scientific discoveries of Dr. Rijke Geerd-Hamer, is a natural science based on 5 universal biological principles that fuse disease through the eyes of Mother Nature. Dr. Hamer analyzed the brain scans of thousands of patients and compared them with their medical records. To his amazement, he found a clear and undeniable correlation and could accurately diagnose the patient simply from the brain scan. The new medicine represents a change in our understanding of what we commonly call disease. It reveals that disease is not caused by malfunctions, but rather is initiated by a biological conflict or shock that assists an individual during times of unexpected emotional distress. German New Medicine is often lumped into the generic mind-body discipline or category. The New Medicine is not about your thoughts creating a cancer or your feelings manifesting as this and that disease. It is not an approach of negativism that one stinkin' thinkin' must have created this or that. The new medicine reveals that disease and illness commence when a biological conflict initiates an emergency adaptation response designed to assist an individual during times of stunning emotional distress. In German New Medicine, the use of the term conflict is very different from how this term is used in psychology. In German New Medicine, a biological conflict is a consciousness catch-22, a trauma, shock, difficulty, dilemma, or conundrum which the individual must overcome in order to ensure its biological integrity or survival. The catch-22 lies in the reality that the biological conflict cannot, at least at that moment in time, be resolved. A stalemate of sorts ensues, but like any good stalemate, something has to give. So nature intercedes to take the weight of the distress off of the psyche and shift it to the body, to an organ. The weight is translated into a compensatory emergency biological program that expresses itself on the cellular level and that the body is able to run or process over time. This is nature's way of satisfying Abraham Maslow's need for self-preservation as the translation from the consciousness to the body, an organ, which buys time for the possibility of a conflict resolution. It enables the organism to remain highly functional during even the most difficult of times. What standard medicine calls disease is, upon a slight movement of the kaleidoscope, a meaningful adaptive program created to assist us in resolving a difficult biological catch-22. The special biological program and the accompanying emergency adaptation response is what we commonly understand as disease. The biological conflict must catch us completely off guard as a shock, for which we are totally unprepared. This last point is very important. If we can in any way be prepared for the conflict, the special biological program will not initiate and we will not become ill. The sudden death of a loved one, the unforeseen loss of one's job, a startling cancer diagnosis, an unexpected insult, all qualify as biological conflicts as long as they register on all three levels: consciousness, brain, body. Biological conflicts may be sexual, procreative, or territorial, as in nesting in nature. The biological conflict associated with glandular breast cancer, for example, is a territorial nest worry regarding a nest or family member. If the conflict is too distressing to process, for example, the shock of one's child critically injured and in the hospital, the weight of the distress is taken off of the psyche and shifted to the body, to an organ. A proliferation of glandular breast cells will begin, serving the biological purpose of increasing glandular tissue in order to produce more milk or nutrition for the nest member in need. This is a special adaptation program in play, reflective of the very specific biological conflict associated with the breast, nourishment. Biological conflicts may involve themes of identity, separation, abandonment, resistance, and attack. The biological conflict associated with a malignant melanoma is an attack conflict, for example, a verbal attack on one's integrity, which reflects in the deeper corium skin. Once again, if the biological conflict is too overwhelming to process, the weight of the distress is taken off of the psyche and shifted to the body, an organ. The body responds with cell proliferation at the site of attack, forming a compact melanoma. The biological purpose is to provide a protective layer against another attack. A biological conflict of feeling soiled by something dirty, disgusting, or revulsive also reflects in the corium skin. For example, shingles and athlete's foot. So let's dispense with the qualifiers. Despite the name, German New Medicine is not based in Germany, and it isn't really medicine at all. Well, at least not in the customary sense. What standard medicine calls disease is, upon a slight movement of the kaleidoscope, a meaningful survival program created to assist us in resolving a difficult biological conflict. The biological conflict initially impacts the psyche on the emotional level, then alights as a predetermined relay in the brain, as an energetic short circuit or imprint which is visible on a brain scan. Exclusively based upon the conflict's unique nature, a natural survival program with the accompanying organic and functional tissue change is set into motion in the corresponding organ or body system. The special biological program is what we commonly understand as disease. Wayne Dyer, John Sarno, Dr. Deepak Chopra, and Esther Hicks of Abraham, among others, have all illuminated the link between the mind and the body. Louise Hay, best known for her 1984 book, Heal Your Body, gave us the rough guide. However, until the advent of computerized tomography in the 1980s, there was no scientific proof. Today, every mind-body connection can be documented from a brain scan with perfect predictability. The new medicine explains these connections and how we might unplug or disconnect them while providing us with a scientific and empirical blueprint for the accurate cause, exact course, and predicted amelioration of nearly all disease, including its biological and significant purpose. No longer is illness something that just happens to us by chance, the disease randomly striking its victims. We now have an understanding of the whys and the wherefores of illness, as well as the ability to reframe its ominousness. Since the identification and the psyche's release of the conflict which causes illness is essential to recovery, during a German New Medicine consultation, we direct our focus to the specific moment in time that the biological program was set into motion. Most people recognize exactly when their biological conflict occurred, as it was invariably an acutely distressing moment. Dr. Hammer provides us with the exact biological conflict that is wired to any organic program or disease, from the common cold to cancer. It is so highly accurate that we know exactly in which direction to guide the discussion. Protocol in German New Medicine involves a form of an investigative dialogue or emotional detective work, specifically directed to search the consciousness and unearth the biological conflict. We focus on its identification and resolution only, and leave the doctoring to the medical experts. Looking at an adenocarcinoma of the lung gives us a breathtaking, round-earth perspective of the meaningful interplay of consciousness, brain, and organ. We find that the biological conflict centers around a death fright, such as a cancer diagnosis that is perceived as a death sentence. For example, one has been told they have 6 months to live. From a biological perspective, a death fright is equated with being unable to breathe, as a gasp for air. Anyone who has ever received such news will recognize the gasp reflex. As the consciousness interprets the biological theme of the event, simultaneously the shock impacts a very specific relay switch within the brain. In this case, the brainstem. The moment that the brain receives that impact, the information is immediately communicated to the corresponding target organ. In this example, the lung, which is placed on emergency standby. A total preoccupation with the shock is reflected with the cold hands, insomnia, and loss of appetite of the stress response, all mirroring the individual's attempt at resolving the news. Automatically, the alveolar cells of the lung, the air sacs, which regulate breathing, begin to proliferate, forming what medicine calls a tumor. Yet, upon a slight movement of the kaleidoscope, an intelligent survival program emerges. The significance of the additional cells, the tumor, serves to increase the available alveolar surface area, the lung capacity, in order to extract more oxygen to assist the individual through the death fright conflict shock, thereby optimizing the individual's chance of survival. You see, nature is not in fact flawed, fallible, and diseased. Contrary to the accepted perspective, this multiplication of lung cells is not a pointless process, but rather it serves a very definite biological purpose. The tumor growth will be in direct correlation with the intensity and duration of the shock. The cellular mitosis will continue until the conflict shock is resolved. At that moment, the consciousness releases the special program, as it is no longer needed, and the cells, as if on cue, stop replicating. Through directed dialogue, we look for practical ways to resolve the conflict. The consciousness is able to connect all the dots, and the special biological program, the disease, is now no longer needed, as it has served its purpose. As the program, in a sense, reverses course, a natural healing begins on the organ level, and health is restored. We can now reframe our thinking to see disease for what it is, an essential biological special program, not to be feared and dreaded, but rather to be understood and navigated in a new light. Each and every disease holds a purposeful biological meaning. This is revelatory. Once we grasp this, the mystery, enigma, and darkness softens. At the very moment of biological conflict, our subconscious makes a connection between the unique theme of the emotionally distressing event and the biological program to be switched on. For example, a territorial loss or sexual biological conflict, angina, heart attack. A separation biological conflict, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, herpes. A brutal separation, vitiligo. A self-devaluation, fibromyalgia, arthritis. A hearing conflict, tinnitus, ear infection. An identity conflict, hemorrhoids. A motor or muscle conflict, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's, Parkinson's. An insult attack, acne. A stink conflict, common cold. Profound loss, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer. Complete overwhelm, myocardial infarct. Morsel conflict, constipation, thyroid. Betrayal with sexual connotations, prostatitis. A boundary demarcation conflict, urinary tract infection, bladder. A resistance or revulsion conflict, diabetes, hypoglycemia, starvation, liver disease, a water or fluid conflict, high blood pressure, a territorial aggression conflict, bronchitis, a territorial anger conflict, GERD, and on and on. Emotional disorders such as anxiety, PTSD, OCD, depression, bipolarity, and autism involve multiple conflict shocks in opposing halves of the brain, referred to as a constellation. Additional constellations and multiple conflict shocks are represented by programs such as AIDS, Lyme disease, migraine headaches, cutting, gout, anorexia, and bulimia. Having the proper medical system in place to navigate through the program's unfoldment is of fundamental importance. But with a true understanding of German New Medicine, the majority of diseases need not reach the extremes that we observe under a more traditional watch. In that standard, the panic and fear that are inherent within the paradigm set into motion additional conflict shocks, secondary and tertiary programs that critically muddle the outcome and cripple the prospect of recovery. This paradigm and protocol create a slippery slope from the get-go. This very model is a strong causal determinant. On the surface, the principles of German New Medicine may appear perhaps simplistic. I'm afraid they're not. Upon deeper investigation, we find many and deep nuances in German New Medicine that can only be appreciated within the framework of practical application. Bringing to light how your consciousness has perceived the tonality, the flavor of a biological conflict, and the manner to best unravel it takes perceptual artistry. The art of navigating through the healing phase is the greatest challenge in German New Medicine. At times, the biological conflict is below our conscious awareness. The ability to percolate it up from the subconscious while maintaining the safety and security of the client is paramount. Cases that may appear black and white more often present themselves as a complex tapestry consisting of hundreds of colored threads. It is in the isolation and contextual understanding of that one subtle hue where the alchemy happens. When you find exactly the right hue or shade of the conflict, perhaps for the very first time, as if by magic, it is released by the conscious mind, which enables the program to run its due course. A German New Medicine consultation generally requires 1 to several sessions, with results often coming in the first session. Only the more complex scenarios require additional dialogue. For those who are ready to allow the scales to fall, welcome to seeing through kaleidoscope eyes. Welcome to the vision of the new medicine. Dr. Neil Robert Smokler, New England's first German New Medicine educator, resides in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, where he consults in person and via phone both professional and laypersons, locally as well as nationally. Dr. Smokler graduated from Boston College with a bachelor's degree of science in biology in June of 1985, received his doctorate in chiropractic from the prestigious Los Angeles College of Chiropractic in December of 1988, and began his German New Medicine studies in 2009. He pioneered the introduction of developmental alphabiotics in New England. For the last quarter century, Dr. Smokler has maintained a successful, full-time wellness care practice in Boston, Wellesley, and Hopkinton, Massachusetts.